You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Movies, TV, streaming, all the things you should be watching. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, Wednesdays in The Feed. We talk all things TV, streaming, movies with our friend Nick Johnston from Vanyaland.com. You can read all his stuff there. And coming off Christmas, Merry Christmas. Hope you had a great one, Nick. What do we got coming up this week?
Oh, hello there, Kevin. Let's see. We've got a couple good things this week. It is, Hollywood is currently into the post-Christmas lull, where they're praying to God that everybody goes out and sees Babylon so that Paramount can make back some of that $250 million they're slated to lose.
Right.
And, most people are probably just going to go see Avatar or going to just stay at home and watch football. I could just go through and list out a whole bunch of the bowl games this week, but I don't think I'm going to do that because as fun as it is watching 66 teams battle it out until New Year's Day, it is probably the better option to just tell you that it's going to be a pretty documentary heavy week this week, funnily enough.
Nice.
Because there's really nothing coming out on streaming other than documentaries and one relatively big-ish movie that's really bad. So let's get it started with a wonderful release from Amazon Prime Video that has gotten a lot of critical praise recently. It's a film called Wildcat. And it's a documentary about a British soldier who returns home from Afghanistan and is pretty traumatized by what he saw over there and what he did over there. And he winds up traveling to Peru and becoming like a carer for a baby ocelot who is just absolutely in love with the guy. And apparently it's a really shocking, surprising, unpredictable documentary, combination, heartwarming and terrifying and all the things you can imagine in between. I've heard wonderful things about this movie. And for all of you cat lovers out there, I think this might be an interesting experience, provided you can handle ocelots. I mean, they're a handful.
Yeah, wow.
They're jungle cats.
Right.
They eat people. So, anyhow, that's out on Amazon Prime Video on Friday, and I imagine that it'll make for interesting viewing for those who regularly subscribe to Cat Fancy. Okay, so continuing on the documentary theme, we've got a really fun, interesting new documentary from one of the fellows behind the popular YouTube series All Gas, No Breaks. And what All Gas, No Breaks was, for those who sort of are out of the loop and aren't, insanely online like the rest of us, it was a sort of gonzo journalism YouTube show where this guy would just walk up, he'd dressed in this really crappy suit, and he would interview people at big, crazy events, right? He would go and interview them at anti-COVID rallies or at big old Trump rallies or just anything. And it didn't really have a political bent to it. It just, in terms of like his questioning or whatnot, he just lets the people talk. Mm-hmm. And he would go to whatever event was there. It could be a march, across political lines. It's just that the conservative ones are just more memorable because those people really like being on camera.
Right.
And he's back. His channel sort of went down in flames when he broke up with the people who ran it. And he's got a feature-length documentary about the January 6th riots called This Place Rules. And that's on HBO Max this coming Friday, and it is very I mean, I, you know, when I say stuff like that, people tend to think stuff like, you know, oh, it's going to be this sort of serious thing, and it's absolutely not. It's a very, very ridiculous sort of look into the American id as it like presents itself out there. I mean, he's talking to crazy kids who, you know, like 8-year-old kids who are probably, you know, should be storing, you know, real knowledge or Star Wars facts or something in their brains about QAnon.
Right.
You know, at these protests and stuff like that. And it's pretty bizarre. It's really strange. And it's very funny, very scary. I mean, all the things you could list off and just, you know, just recite. It's basically like the old school Daily Show segments back when they used to send guys like Stephen Colbert into the field to talk to crazy people.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, so, totally.
Anyhow, that's HBO Max on Friday. And again, that's This Place Rules, which is just an amazing name for a documentary.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't remember if it was Rocks or Rules or or whatnot. But I guess Rules makes more sense, even, you know, whatever.
Right.
Anyhow, so our one big Hollywood-esque release of the week is a Netflix release. It's been in theaters for, I believe, a week or two now. And, boy, it's not very good. It's Noah Baumbach's White Noise, the adaptation of Don DeLillo's classic novel of the same name, about the trials and tribulations of an American family as they flee what is dubbed the airborne toxic event. And it's got Adam Driver and Greta Gerwig and Don Cheadle in it, and it's everybody's doing their best.
Right.
You might find it funny. You might really like LCD Sound System. They made a song for the movie. you might also really like, you know, 1980s design and supermarkets and really ham-fisted commentary about the car chase in American cinema.
Oh, yeah, there
or,
you go.
Or something like that. But, boy, I was going nuts in the theater when I saw this. And, you know, it's I'll just tell you, I was not a huge fan of it, but God bless you if you are. You know, it's the new year. We all should make a New Year's resolution to be much nicer to each other.
And, right.
And instead of, you know, writing a 5,000-word screed about why this movie sucks and why people who like it are wrong, you know what? Kumbaya. Come over. Have some peanut M&Ms with me. We'll have a good time. We'll talk about sports. We won't talk about anything like that. We won't talk about White Noise. We'll talk about something better.
But, right.
I'll tell you, it'll be streaming on Netflix this Friday.
Nice, if you do want to check it out.
If you do want to check it out, but I caution you. You know, I'll tell you what, there's probably a 5-6 bowl. There's probably like a team that went like 6-7 in a bowl game this year. And they really just want to get to 500. You know, they just really want to end this season right. They lucked in there. They're up against somebody who's not too much better than maybe they're 7-6. And they just want to get a, you know, not even just not have a losing season. And I tell you what, there will probably be more dramatics, more crazy things that happen, more insightful commentary on the state of the American psyche, either today or in 1980, than in this interpretation of Don DeLillo's book. But you know what? You can do what you want. It's about as long as a football game, too. I'll tell you that. So, yeah. Well, God bless you if you check that out.
And if all else fails, you get Times Square and Ryan Seacrest, and then you can look forward to 2023, to movies and shows in 2023.
100%. Although, you know, one thing you won't be looking forward to on New Year's Eve is watching CNN anchors get drunk on
it. Right, I saw that.
So, if you miss the days of watching Don Lemon and company do pratfalls and Kathy Griffin do really just bizarre stuff on the air, then it's kind of a bummer. I'm missing Dick Clark every day, man.
Right, it's true. All right, Nick, we'll have a happy new year, and we'll talk to you again next year, and we'll talk about what's coming out at the beginning of the 2023.
Absolutely. Happy new year to everybody out there, and a happy new year to you too, Kevin.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.